Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 10, 2026. A lawsuit is claiming that Salem has violated state law, and there's a plan being developed to protect a Gloucester beach. Afternoon clouds, windy, mid-80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:41 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, a lawsuit has been filed against the city of Salem, claiming officials violated state law by using public resources to promote the high school project vote and that the ballot language was changed between approval by the city council and when it was placed on the ballot. The suit was filed June 4 in Essex Superior Court by attorney John Carr on behalf of 20 Salem residents against the city, Mayor Dominic Pangallo, and the Salem High School Building Committee. The suit claims the city violated state law by using the Salem Council on Aging's newsletter Senior Power to publish an advocacy letter with allegedly false statements and a call to vote on the Proposition 2.5 debt exclusion vote held on May 5. Additionally, the suit claims the city violated the same state law by using the Salem High School Building Committee website to maintain a tax impact calculator that they claim systematically favored a yes vote outcome. Bobby Grady reports in the Gloucester Times, following a site visit Tuesday, environmental engineers will begin developing a plan for Good Harbor Beach in Gloucester to reduce flooding and improve the ecological health of the adjacent wetlands as part of a grant the city recently received. In mid-May, the city was one of 11 across New England selected to participate in the Living Shorelines Planning Series being run by the Nature Conservancy in Massachusetts, the Northeast Regional Ocean Council, and coastal zone management agencies across the region. The series offers selected coastal communities professional assistance with a nature-based solution to a local issue and offers municipal leaders education and training on these types of solutions. Representative of the Nature Conservancy, the Northeast Regional Ocean Council, the Woods Hole Group, the city, and Town Green were at Good Harbor Beach on Tuesday to begin discussing what a nature-based solution there could look like. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the most recent podcast of the Salem Compass, Mayor Dominic Pangallo talked with Salem Food Tours' Karen Scalia about her efforts to celebrate Salem's 400-plus milestone with her Food at 400-plus events.
So Food at 400 is a celebration, a commemoration of Salem's 400th anniversary, and it is a multifaceted, family-friendly event. I wanted something for locals. It's kind of my love letter to Salem after all these years, and also for visitors, and we do have people that are making a weekend of it, so I'm really excited about that. And it is multifaceted, so there's something for everybody on the menu, as we like to say. So one of the events that we're going to have is exhibit Food at 400 at Old Town Hall. That's our base camp, and a thank you to the city for letting us use that colonnade area. We really appreciate that. And that's going to have different parts to it. When you walk into the first floor, there's going to be an art exhibit. We're in partnership with Salem Arts Association. We have been for a few years. So there's going to be a wonderful art exhibit going on for this, especially for this. We're going to have a speaker series there with lectures and talks related to our history, food history, etc. We're going to have demonstrations and things like that in various areas. I hope I'm not talking too quickly. I just really want to give a shout out to lots of folks. One of the things when I started planning this that I was kind of blown away by that I didn't know about as a citizen and as a business owner in here in Salem is that Salem is leading the charge when it comes to dealing with the future of food and food insecurity and the things we're doing with our Food Policy Council. I was so blown away by that, and I thought this is a great place for them to trumpet all the great work they're doing. I'm going to forget somebody right now, but a shout out to Carrie, but to the Food Policy Council and to everybody involved, whether it's Root or the Pantry, Salem High School, all of the different facets of that. So they're going to have an area. And then there are nonprofits in the city that are very dedicated, of course, to our land, our ocean, like Salem Sound, the Gables, Essex Heritage, and they're going to have an area talking about our earth and our land, how that has changed through the years. And I'm looking forward to having, I think Thomas Green will be joining us from our local indigenous tribe that's going to be talking about foodways. Dan Marshall will be also talking about early foodways. So the farmers market, we have a long history of that. We're going to have an area at Old Town Hall with the farmers market. And then I worked with our local seniors to put together a little video project for seniors to step back in time and talk about their experiences of Salem through the lens of remembering things through food and family and markets and shopping and things like that. I'm sure I'm forgetting anything, so forgive me, anyone that's listening. But that's just the exhibit, and that is free. And that goes from June 11 to June 22.
At Salem Food Tours, Karen Scalia. And itemlive.com is reporting that voters approved question 3, a $15 million operating override, and the largest of three competing options on the Marblehead ballot with 54.3% of the vote. The measure gives Marblehead its first operating override since 2005 at more than five times the size of the $2.73 million override approved that year, the largest operating override the town has passed. Voters also approved question 4, a $2.3 million override for curbside trash, recycling, yard waste, and disposal services, with 67.4% support. The result keeps trash collection funded through the tax levy rather than through a fee, which town officials had described as the alternative. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.